Jersey. Red, White, and Boom, we just announced it. Of course, we'll have free tickets. Pre-sale will go on this week. All you have to do is go to the website, mix93.com, for all the info. All right, I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. It's coming back. March Madness to Sprint Center. There's so much parties. Everybody will be watching their favorite teams.
Except I know KU and K-State.
Yeah.
Too soon, Teresa.
Mahomes Red Raiders made it.
I'm glad that you keep calling it Mahomes Red Raiders and not yours, because you're a big poser.
But it's just neat to know that the tournament is coming back to Kansas City. See some of the great teams go out and party, just have a great time. You can watch them. And there's so many great bars to watch March Madness. So, once again, congratulations to you if you're winning your bracket.
Which is not us. You said you're still in it?
Yeah, my bracket's doing pretty good.
You picked Duke?
I picked Duke and Kentucky.
I am done watching, personally.
No, tell everybody what happened to you on Saturday when you started watching. You were getting text?
Yeah, so we don't have internet yet, which is how we watch TV, so we don't have cable either. And our friends were texting us updates about the KU game, and at one point they said, 20-9, not KU. And so I just said, all right, no more updates. Thank you so much for your assistance. I am checked out.
It is 7:41, and let's talk about flooding and water and everything. Kansas City Water Department officials are saying the city's drinking water is safe. Officials say KC water samples failed some tests for state drinking water standards late last week. The test came after a week of flooding along the Missouri River, but city officials say they found no evidence of anything harmful in the water.
Wait a minute. It failed some tests. That's enough for me.
It failed to meet the standards that they would prefer, but they say that there's nothing harmful in it. They're also saying that you need to please limit your water usage.
Okay.
Kansas City is about to take a major step in the construction of a new terminal at KCI. A groundbreaking ceremony for the new $1.5 billion terminal will take place today at 2 o'clock at the airport's Terminal A parking structure. The new terminal is expected to open in early 2023.
I just wish we could get some more parking at the airport.
That would be nice. Well, it's going to completely change the whole structure and the way that it's even set up. The stranded Norway cruise ship is back in port after losing power in the Norwegian Sea. The Viking Sky was carrying more than 1,300 passengers and crew members when it started having engine trouble on Saturday, and a Mayday call was issued. Authorities say more than a dozen were hospitalized with injuries. Apple is inviting the media to an event today. The tech giant is calling the event It's Showtime. Apple is expected to announce its rumored Apple News and a streaming TV service. The streaming TV service is said to be months away, but Apple has more than two dozen original TV shows in the works. New England Patriots star tight end Rob Gronkowski is retiring from football. He announced on social media Sunday that this was the biggest decision of his life, but it's time to move forward.
Of all the people that for breaking news, my daughter sent me that last night.
It's a big deal. What is it? Nine seasons. He's only like 29 years old. But look how much he's accomplished. I mean, he already has so many, you know, Super Bowl rings. And I say go out on top. That's a good. And he says it's been very hard on his body. Mm-hmm. And a new study talks about the age when you officially turn into your parents.
Oh boy.
The average woman, it's about 33. For the average man, it's about 34. I'm going to say it was a little bit younger, because you hear, as a parent, you hear the things coming out of your mouth that you always thought your parents, when they said it was dumb, and then it comes out of your mouth and you're like, oh, wait a minute. So the researchers found that for women, the biggest signs are they start acting more maternal, taking up hobbies like knitting, using cliches and expressions that their mothers used, even starting to look more like them physically. My mom was showing my kids a picture of her back in her 40s.
Yeah.
This was like in the 80s. And Christian looked at it and goes, oh my gosh, that's my mom. And we do. We look a lot alike.
That's kind of cool, though. Mm-hmm.
And for men, the biggest signs are they start balding and gaining weight, turning off lights in empty rooms, dressing more conservatively, and taking on their father's political opinions. Kansas City's number one.